right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by a former Giant. Yes, he was. Jim Deshaies is with us, of course, one of the color analysts on the Cubs TV network. Jim, nice to have you here.
Great to be with you, Marty.
All right, you want to remind everyone about your San Francisco days?
Yeah, I was traded here in late July, August 93, when the Giants were in that great race with the Braves. I was with the Twins, and I made five starts, a couple halfway decent, a couple not so great, but it was a kind of a fun, obviously, run for the ball club. I felt kind of like a mercenary, kind of like an outsider, just trying to help out a little bit, and, of course, a crushing defeat that final day of the season.
Well, we all remember it. But being part of 93, if they had wild cards then, you'd be playing playoff baseball.
Yeah, you know, and you could argue it was one of the, maybe the last great pennant race to have a team. What, the Giants won 102 ball games that year and went home. We'll never see anything like that again.
Well, I get a feeling we're sort of in something now. The Giants have been hot since June 1st. I always say if you play well June, July, and August, you're going to be in great shape come September. This is one of those years, and you've been through this in the Central. You've watched the Cubs. What do you see in baseball this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. We're nearing the trade deadline, and because there is only the one hard trade deadline this year, I think it's a very difficult time to be a front office, general manager, trying to figure out whether you're going to buy, sell, or hold. I think there's a lot of teams kind of in a quandary as to what they're going to do right now because there are so many teams in the mix for at least a wild card spot. I think it's going to be a crazy trade deadline. I think it's going to be a wild final couple months of the season.
So what do you see happening in the Central? Because the Cardinals are now hot again. The Cubs can't win on the road for some reason. I'm not sure. And then you get the Brewers. The starting pitching seems to fall apart every other day. What do we see here?
Yeah, well, you know, right now I like the Cubs' chances to win the division. They got to sort things out on the road. They got to start play better on the road. And I think there's a certain amount of randomness to that. It's a pretty good ball club. I can't put my finger on anything that's, why they're losing on the road and playing so well at Wrigley. So I figure that's going to start to neutralize a little bit. And I think a lot of it, again, is going to be in the hands of the front offices. If the Brewers go out and acquire a big arm to add to their rotation, all of a sudden they become a very dangerous club. And the Cardinals have gotten hot at the right time. I'm sure they're going to add something to try to get a little bit better. It looks like their starting pitching has straightened things out. Paul Goldschmidt is giving indications that he's going to turn into Paul Goldschmidt again. So, in my mind, this thing's going to go down to the final week of the season. And there's going to be at least two teams, possibly three teams, still in the mix.
Yeah, interesting. Jim Deshaies with us. Jim, I'll give you my dark horse pick in this thing, and it's Cincinnati. Why do I say Cincinnati? Because they've got starting pitching. And generally, when you go through the last couple of months of the season, you got starting pitching, you can do something. They're hanging in there with their starters.
Yeah, they're a real intriguing club. I've kind of been on them since the start of the year. And the Cubs have played four series against them. They lost the first three, finally beat them at home on the last homestand. They play us really tough. And, the thing about the Reds, I think most people thought that their offense would carry the day and their pitching would maybe be mediocre. It's just been the opposite. Their pitching has been really good, very stable. I think they've used only five starters. Well, one guy made a spot start. The rest of the rotation has been healthy, and they've gone out there every fifth day. They've got really good arms in the bullpen. I'm surprised they haven't won more than they have, to tell you the truth. I mean, when I see them, Suarez is Babe Ruth. Puig's been hot lately. Joey Votto, typical slow start for him, but he's been better lately. And what has happened, because the Cubs haven't taken off, or the Brewers or the Cardinals, they've kept everybody in the division with a fighting chance.
How do you like Washington and Atlanta? How do you see that one?
Yeah, I love Atlanta. We saw them real early. Their lineup is really good. The addition of Keuchel certainly was a good move. I expect they'll be active at the deadline as well. I don't know exactly what they'll do. They're probably a more balanced team than Washington. Washington's upside is so good with those young outfielders, and they're such a dangerous postseason club. If you've got to go through Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin in a short series, hang with them.
Yeah, great point. And Sanchez is doing really well, too, for a fourth starter. Well, your favorite season you had in the big leagues for you, and you've had a number of seasons, Houston, Minnesota, if I'm correct, and your favorite year?
It had to be 86. We won the division that year. in Houston. It was my first full year in the big leagues. You know, people weren't expecting us. I think most people had us picked to finish fifth in a six-team division, and a lot of things just went really well for that club. It was a great bunch, a fun team. I had a great playoff series with the Mets. Unfortunately, the wrong team won. But yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. I remember when we got beat in that dramatic 16-inning game, game six to end it, one of the greatest games ever played, kind of thinking afterwards, well, you know, that was disappointing, but we'll be back. And we never got back. That was the only postseason I was ever a part of.
Well, I remember that. Jim Deshaies with us. Keith Hernandez coming out to the mound and telling Orozco that he would choke him if he threw Kevin Bass anything but a slider.
Right. And he punched him out with a slider with Cheo Cruz on deck. Yeah, there were just so many twists and turns in that game. Billy Hatcher hit the big game-tying home run in the 14th. You know, the Mets took a three-run lead on us in the 16th. We scored two more, and we've got the tying run, the go-ahead run on base when Orozco finally finished us off.
A great game. Do you like all the runs and the home runs? Now, you're a pitcher. I don't know what you're going to say, but the game has changed this year.
Yeah, clearly the ball is lively, and the ball is jumping out of the ballparks at an unprecedented rate. I don't like it. I like action. I like the ball in play. I have no qualms with runs scored. I just don't like the ball jumping out of the ballpark as easily as it is. I'm with the commissioner and so many other people around the game. I want to see the pace of play. I want to see the game picked up in terms of the pace. I don't know if it's, you know, pitch clock, you know, tying hitters into the batter's box, whatever they need to do to create more action, I think we need.
Okay. All right. Did you like Chris Berman's nickname for you?
Yeah, and my wife really did. He called me two silhouettes on the shades from the Hermit's Hermit song. And, you know, and People magazine did a story on Chris years ago, and they listed like his top 10 Bermanisms or whatever, and my name was in there. So by extension, my wife said, hey, they did a story on you in People magazine. I said, well, it really wasn't a story on me. It was a story on Berman. But yeah, I've always had fun with it.
One of the best. Great to have you on. It's a pleasure to see you, Jimmy. Thanks so much.
Always great to see you, Marty.
Thank you. All right, that's Jim Deshaies. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.